The Thai forest tradition way of practice originated from the great teacher Lungpo Man, who for many years searched for his own awakening. During that era, there was no one that had seen and knew the Dhamma for themselves. But it was Lungpo Man who practiced until his mind became a fully enlightened arahant and taught and guided many distinguished disciples to become awakened in his footsteps. There were two very important monks who were disciples of Lungpo Man, that is, Lungpo Ginari and Lungpo Tongrat, who were teachers to Lungpo Cha. When Lungpo Cha went to learn from Lungpo Tongrat, Lungpo Cha walked up to him to pay respects, and upon approaching for the first time, Lungpo Tongrat said, "Tan Cha, you finally come?" These distinguished monks who had special knowledges that by just walking up to one and they could already know the name of that monk. Lungpo Cha learnt from these two venerable monks until he had a strong, firm foundation in the practice. Lungpo Ginari told Lungpo Cha to find a flat piece of land. Lungpo Cha later founded Wat Nong Ba Pong in the year 1954. Now it's 63 years already. It's entering its 64th year. When Lungpo Cha founded Wat Nong Ba Pong, it was incredibly difficult to live there. Food for the meal was very difficult. The monks had to go for alms a long way away, there and back 15 kilometers, and even one route that was 20 kilometers. Also, the initial period there had malaria. But Lungpo Cha led the monks to face the difficulties with forbearance. Lungpo Cha said, "If I die, then you cremate me. If you die, then I'll cremate you." This is called fighting death. And they started like this until they made Wat Nong Ba Pong firmly and well established. Can you see that to establish a monastery, it requires a Krubajan to make great sacrifices? It comes originally from the Parami, the spiritual perfections of the Lord Buddha. Having built the spiritual perfections to completion, having great compassion that has no boundaries, he saw all living beings as his own children, helping them to become free from suffering. This great compassion that is pure and boundless. The Buddha, after becoming awakened and teaching the Dhamma, led the first Sangha member arising, and this made the triple gem complete. And from this we can now chant and give our praises to the triple gem, full of faith and confidence, chanting Bhutang Dhammang Sangkang Saranang Gacchami. And then the great arahants and monks who spread the Dhamma until it arrived in Thailand, and following through the ages until the era of Lungpo Man, Lungpo Ginari, Lungpo Tongrat and Lungpo Cha. Reflecting on this spread of the Buddha's teachings is very important. I learnt and practiced with Lungpo Cha at Wat Nong Ba Pong after I ordained. 9 years later, I started Wat Map Chan. It was founded on the 28th November 1984, and this year is the 33rd anniversary of Wat Map Chan. 33 years of passing down and following the way of practice that we call Kawat Patipada, down from the great teacher Lungpo Cha that we learned from. Here we have taught the same way of practice that we learned, and the monks who have practiced here in Wat Map Chan are still around. Prajan Maha Somchai, Prajan Tong, and other monks who have now set up monasteries here in Thailand and overseas. They all started their training from Wat Map Chan here. In the beginning, in Wat Map Chan, there was no electricity, no water taps at each kuti like there is today. The alms round was all the way to the start of the main road Sukhumvit. There and back it was about 10 kilometers. Even if there were obstacles in sustaining one's life in the monastery, all the monks were determined in their practice and meditation. Even malaria was widespread in the monastery. In 1985, I got malaria for the first time and contracted it in total 6 times. I really had to fight with dukkha vedana, or painful feelings. There was even a time after taking the medicine that I couldn't sleep for 3 days and three nights. I knew the feeling of a crazy person. The medicine given was so stimulating that the mind was too awake. But having practiced training the mind, I used the mindfulness of breathing to develop calm in the mind. It was the resting place for the mind. I had a deep sense in the Dhamma. According to that verse, the Dhamma looks after those who practice in line with the Dhamma. So all of you that practice developing mindfulness and concentration that leads to wisdom and with a foundation in morality, may you all be determined in this practice, as it has such great and immense value. This is truly our refuge in our times of sickness. In the beginning days in Wat Mapjan, on every weekly lunar observance day, the monks followed the Nessa Chika practice of practicing meditation throughout the night and not sleeping. In the Vasa, the 3-month rains retreat, some would determine to eat only what one gets from the alms round, or many monks would not sleep at night or throughout the whole Vasa, or some monks would fast for 9 days, 10 days, even 45 days according to their strength. All the monks would do morning and evening chanting pujas and do all the communal chores each day. All the monks were very resolute. The food for the monks' meal had to be mostly supported by the kitchen, the Meichi that is here at the monastery currently. Back in those days, she wasn't ordained yet and would have to make many different types of food for the meal every day. And then she would also make some things for the evening drinks as well. Why did she have to do it? Because if she didn't, the monks wouldn't have enough to eat. So the kitchen had to cook food every day, not even one day off, for 365 days of the year. I give my anumodana to those who have helped in the kitchen in the past and in the present as well. They really determined to support the monks who were wholehearted in their practice. In the beginning at Wat Mapjan, there was 8 monks and 1 novice. This number grew as more monks came to stay, and later the access road to get to the monastery improved. Before, the access road from the main road took 25 minutes to get to the monastery. If it was raining, the road would be all muddy and it would take much longer. Sometimes the cars would get bogged down. Normal cars wouldn't be able to enter. These days, from Rayong City to Wat Mapjan takes 25 minutes. In the beginning days, the monks put their life on the line here. Other monks didn't dare to come here because they were scared to die, scared to contract malaria. You don't have to talk about the lay people, they just didn't come. One had to live by fighting through endurance and carefulness, but that still didn't stop one contracting malaria. Pretty much all the monks got malaria. Only very few monks didn't get malaria. But coming to the present day, even though there is outer development now in the monastery, inside the monks are still determined. Every year, the monks still determine not to sleep at night or during the 3-month rains retreat, eating only what one gets from alms round, determining not to speak, and other austere practices. Actually, in this Vasa this year was quite historical. There was over 20 monks who didn't sleep at night throughout the whole Vasa. And there were many that had already started since February of this year. So for the March, April, May, June, 5 or 6 months had passed already, and they had already kept up the practice of not sleeping at night and continued this on throughout the Vasa. Practicing all throughout the night, their strength of mind improved and their mindfulness and concentration improved. And during the Vasa, there was more than 20 monks that took up this practice of not sleeping at night. Before, they felt that to miss just one night of sleep, they would feel so tired and weak. But now they can even practice not sleeping at night for 6 months. And after the 3-month Vasa, they could do so for 9 months. And still, some are continuing with this practice even after the Vasa. This is the level of determination that is appropriate for one training the mind to be peaceful. When one develops the calm of mind to a good level, this will develop into wisdom. This knowing that sees the body and mind as emptiness, that it isn't ours. When we see emptiness clearly, then we see the Buddha. By seeing the Dhamma, we see the Buddha. We see the Dhamma according to the Buddha's teachings, following the path that the Buddha taught. This is called a Savaka of the Buddha, or disciple. Lungpo Cha had once said, the Buddha was born in Thailand, right? When I heard this back then, being a junior monk, I couldn't understand. I knew that the Buddha was born in India. But the deeper meaning of what Lungpo Cha said was about the attaining of Buddha in the heart. This follows how the Buddha said that whoever sees the Dhamma sees me, the Tathagata. Whoever sees the Dhamma, then this inner Buddha arises. But this Buddha that arises from the practice following the teachings of the Buddha, we call a Savaka Buddha. Being Buddha, this mind that is emptiness and pure, we call it an Arahant. It all comes together like this. The Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha unifies, becoming one. They aren't separate. Now you all come to the practice, and how much ever mindfulness you have, this will become comparable to your development of concentration and wisdom. Have morality as your foundation, and have the qualities of sacrificing for the benefit of others and patient endurance as a means to give the mind strength. Our mind will develop power or strength. We have this firm faith that gives us confidence in the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. But when our mindfulness and concentration is firm, then we will have firm confidence that sees the teachings of the Buddha as what will truly lead one to freedom from suffering. This is because we see it clearly in our own minds. The levels of concentration or samadhi, kanika, upajara, apana, or momentary access and full concentration, this arises clearly in our own minds. Then this leads to the wisdom and insight that sees according to the truth of sankharas, or compounded phenomena. It sees the body as just a body. The heart becomes empty. We then believe with wisdom that Nibbana exists. It doesn't exist beyond our determination and ability. If our mind gets to this level, then our faith, perseverance, and effort becomes very firm. The mindfulness that we develop consistently leads to firm concentration, and this develops into wisdom. It revolves around like this, revolves around until it gathers together and gains insight. And this is able to cut off the kilesas or mental defilements and the wrong views from our hearts. We give up wrong views that see things as a self or mine. Then we see it as not a self or mine. If we see things as a self and mine, this shows we haven't yet seen the Dhamma. We haven't yet seen the true self. The true self is that there is no such thing. Seeing there is a self is a convention, and we are deluded in that. Seeing as not self is vimutti, or liberation, and this is seeing the Dhamma. May you be determined in this. What Mapjan has passed 33 years now, and if we are determined in the practice, then we will have a firm foundation and strength in our mind, whether being monks or lay people. So may you all be determined in your Dhamma practice. This Dhamma is not far from us. When the mind has loving kindness and compassion and is determined in the practice, then we are close to seeing the Dhamma. We have this quality of sacrificing for the greater good as a foundation, and we have effort that doesn't slacken. We do our morning and evening chanting, and we help with all the communal duties and responsibilities. This is our foundation. This gets rid of more coarser, selfish desires in the beginning. If we can do this, and we know moderation in eating, not indulging in sleeping, speaking little, waking with heedfulness, and training the mind not to get caught into liking or disliking, to stay in the middle, establishing the mind with metta or loving kindness, then this life we will see the Dhamma. Do it sincerely, sincerely and without stopping. Even if you are still doubting in the practice, in the end, you can still overcome all these doubts. You'll understand the Dhamma, get rid of wrong views little by little from your heart until the heart has full radiance and brightness. So may you all be determined in your Dhamma practice.